I believe that you are going to greatly benefit from this next section that I have entitled My Supernatural Provision. I want to start with saying that God never intended for any man to bear the weight of their own provision. Now, that's such a powerful statement that I just made there, and I just want to repeat that statement to you. God never intended for any man to bear the weight of their own provision. We see this truth clearly in the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve had everything in the garden they would ever need. God supplied everything for the children of Israel in the wilderness. And we see it when Peter received the net-breaking load of fish after he and his fishing business partners toiled the whole night long and caught no fish. God is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. This is what Matthew 6:33 is all about, God and His kingdom supernaturally meeting your every need. God wants to be not only your source and not a job, but He wants to be your only source. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't work, but it just means that you don't work for a living, work for your provision. But the work you do is to reveal, manifest your God-given potential. God wants to be your God, who is your supernatural provision. The blessing of the Lord makes you rich, and there is no toiling needed. Toiling is under the curse. Peter toiled and caught nothing, but once he obeyed the words of Jesus to let down the net, he got a supernatural, net-breaking catch. In this financial world famine, we are going to have to open our minds up to supernatural provision. Job or no job, you will have your supernatural provision. Money or no money, you will have your supernatural provision. Faith is the currency of heaven. Faith receives your supernatural provision. We have made money and jobs gods in the church along with the world. Now again, I'm not saying you don't work. I am saying any work that you do is not for your provision, for your needs are supplied supernaturally by God, by your sowing and reaping. That's a law of the kingdom. And any work that you do is to reveal your God-given gift, your God-given potential. This is the time in the history of the church where God is not only going to be our source, but our only source, our supernatural provider. I want this section on my supernatural provision to create faith in your heart that you immediately will start using your faith to receive your supernatural provision, which is your supernatural spiritual inheritance. And after all, God has already blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we know that all things that are material were first spiritual. So start receiving your spiritual blessings, spiritual provision now, as we study my supernatural provision. Let's begin with this powerful confession. My mind and heart are geared towards seeing God provide for me in a supernatural way. He is providing for me above and beyond what I naturally can expect. I am of heaven, the supernatural realm, that produces supernatural provision for me. So I no longer think naturally what I can naturally expect, for that is of the earth, this lower realm that produces the low life. My supernatural provision does not come from this natural realm, but unlimited streams of provision come to me from a higher place, a higher way, a higher realm, a higher dimension of heaven. So I am not limited by a job, a paycheck, a Social Security check, a government check, or any limited income of this world system. For they are not my income. No, I sow seeds and I reap harvests. And that's the income. That's the harvest that is coming into my household now. My God has innumerable ways to supernaturally provide for me that are beyond what my natural mind could ever comprehend. But I am comprehending it. I am knowing it. I am understanding it all by my spirit. I am building the image on the inside of me of receiving this supernatural provision from heaven. And I am expecting this supernatural provision constantly, continually, and consistently. Matthew 17:24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee. Jesus and Peter received supernatural provision. There was no toil. There were no working long, hard hours to pay their taxes. They simply knew where to find the supernatural provision. You need right now to be saying, That happens to me all the time. That happens to me all the time. Now let's make this faith confession. I have received supernatural demonstration of supernatural provision, of income that comes from a higher place, a higher way from heaven, so that I am not limited by what comes into my household. I open my mouth, and I find money. I have gotten money in my mouth. I have gotten money in my mouth. I have gotten money in my mouth. I just open my mouth and begin to confess the word of God. I declare my bills are all paid in full. My needs are all met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I sow and I reap my harvest. All debts are canceled in Jesus' name. Because I owe no man anything but to love him. And I possess enough to require no aid or support. There are no more loans in my future. For I am redeemed from the curse of borrowing money. I have opened my mouth, and I have found that I have money in my mouth. Talking about supernatural provision, do you remember when the birds brought the prophet Elijah food? Let's read about it in 1 Kings 17, verse 2. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. I now want to share with you a story of supernatural money that came from a very reliable source. There was a preacher who shared how he spoke to birds to bring him money based on 1 Kings 17, and he started finding money around his house after he went out and hollered at the birds. This 15-year-old boy heard him tell his story, and he believed it. This 15-year-old boy was so impressed with his story that he decided to try it, and so he asked the Lord for $10 for missions. The boy went out and spoke to the birds and commanded them to put it in the tree in the backyard. The first day, the boy discovered 65 cents in the tree. The second day, $2.35 in the tree. And the third day, $7 in the tree. The total in the first 3 days was $10. Over the next 2 months, the boy found a total of $440 in the tree. That sounds strange to the natural person of this world. Supernatural provision like this is foreign to a natural man's thinking, but we are not natural, but supernatural. We no longer think and reason as fallen men. We are supernatural. And we are living out of heaven. This supernatural reality results in unusual, unlimited, accelerated supply from heaven, our homeland. We are actually citizens of heaven right now. This supernatural reality of the supernatural provision of heaven supersedes the realm of impossibility. Now, we cannot be skeptical about this story, for if we are, then we are the very ones supernatural is not going to work for. Remember what Jesus told us about childlike faith? Mark 10:15. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. We cannot receive the provision of the kingdom of God unless we have childlike faith, as did this 15-year-old boy. Now let's make this confession. When I hear supernatural stories like this story of the 15-year-old boy, I am declaring that happens to me all the time. That happens to me all the time. Supernatural provision from heaven happens to me all the time. And I don't care if the Lord uses even birds or dogs or cats or even a possum to bring money to me. I will allow the Lord to use any source He desires to bring to me my supernatural provision. I just open my mouth and I find money. I got money in my mouth. God has innumerable supernatural ways, even using animals and birds, to fully supply every need I face of lack, shortage, and a bad economy. He always makes the way when I say there is a way. God meets all of my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The supernatural provision of heaven is my unlimited and accelerated supply from heaven that supersedes the impossibilities in my life and finances. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift, Amplified says free, large, and full gift, is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. 2 Peter 1:3. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. These scriptures tell us to look for the divine power, supernatural power, to meet our needs. This is the time for divine power and divine provision for anyone who will believe and receive it. Now let's make this confession of faith. I now receive all things that pertain to life and godliness. Father God is giving me from heaven. I refuse to think only what I naturally can expect from this natural realm that is limited. I refuse to be skeptical any longer of the supernatural provision of my Father from heaven, since I have enlarged my capacity to believe and receive all my supernatural provision by feeding on, meditating, and speaking the Word of God. I feed on the Word of my supernatural provision. I focus on the Word of my supernatural provision. I get immersed into the Word of my supernatural provision. I renew my mind to my supernatural provision. I think about my supernatural provision all the time. I exercise my faith in my supernatural provision. I see Father God supernaturally supplying all of my needs. I believe it. I exercise my faith to receive it all now. I receive supernatural provision from heaven. any way God wants to use to get it to me. It is vitally important we meditate scriptures of supernatural occurrences in order to renew our minds to the truth that nothing is impossible with God, and nothing is impossible to you who believe in supernatural provision. So I want to share with you supernatural scriptures to enlarge your capacity to believe and receive your supernatural provision from your Father God from heaven. Let's start with Matthew 19:26. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift, the Amplified says free, large, and full gift, is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who, by the action of his own power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To him be glory in the church. Continually meditate these and other scriptures that reveal to you all things are possible, and the supernatural is possible, because you are living out of heaven, and your supernatural supply comes supernaturally from heaven. Now declare this, I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. I am driving down the road, and money is attracted to me. I am washing the car, and money is attracted to me. I am cleaning house and washing clothes, and money is attracted to me. I am a money magnet. Supernatural money is attracted to me. It happens all the time. Money comes to me supernaturally all the time. I have a personal testimony of supernatural provision. One summer I would sit on my back porch in the swing and I would open my mouth and declare the word of God over our finances. For those months I would continually speak the word of God, blessing over our finances. Then in the fall, when we were to pay our property taxes, we sent in half of the payment, and then a month later, we sent in the final payment. A few days later, we received an envelope in the mail from our county clerk's office, and in it was our last check we sent in for final payment of our real estate taxes, and a statement that stated the last payment had already been made. We called the county clerk's office, and to our surprise, a bank we did not do business with had made the last payment. We called the bank to check on this payment further. The bank acknowledged that they had made the payment for us, but never did stop the transaction. And so, supernatural money came to us to pay our real estate taxes. You need to be saying this right now. That happens to me all the time. That happens to me all the time. Philippians 4:19. My God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now let's make this confession. all my needs are liberally and fully supplied. Filled up to the top, so that there is nothing I am wanting. Filled to the brim, so that nothing is lacking. With God's Word, I am enlarging my capacity to believe God. And receive His supernatural provision for me. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Now let me read that one again. I think you will want to hear this scripture again and again, and even make a confession of it. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. We need to believe for our daily supernatural benefits the Lord wants to load us down with. When I think of this scripture in Psalm 68:19, I think one day the Israeli were poor in Egypt, but the next day they were rich with the spoil of the Egyptians. That was supernatural benefits. They went into the wilderness, and the Lord daily supplied them with manna and quail to eat. That was supernatural benefits. He brought them into the promised land and gave them houses they did not build, filled with all good things. That was supernatural benefits. Are you now going to start daily receiving your daily supernatural benefits? Let's make these confessions. I am ready for the Lord's daily load of benefits. Even the God who is my salvation from this world of financial famine. I see the animals bringing my supernatural supply. I see moving vans and other trucks pulling up to my house and unloading what I need. I am looking for the daily load to come with my supernatural provision from heaven. The sun is not down yet. There's still time for my supernatural daily load to arrive today. Right now, this daily load is coming in on every wave. Ecclesiastes 11:1. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Isaiah 55:1. Everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Let's make this confession. I have things coming to me all the time that I don't even have to pay for. For faith is the currency of heaven, my homeland. I want to share another Old Testament scripture with you to enlarge your capacity to receive supernatural provision and allow God to do it any way He desires to do it. 1 Kings 17:1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is, before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is, before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. The New Living Translation of that last verse, 16, says, For no matter how much they used, there was always enough left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. Now let's make this confession. God supernaturally used ravens to bring food and water to Elijah. And that's why I don't have a care, have a worry about what I eat or drink. I got the birds, dogs, cats, or whatever God wants to use to bring me my supernatural provision. By exercising my faith, I allow God to get my supernatural provision to me however he wants to get it to me. Here's yet another scripture helping us to have the capacity to receive supernatural provision from heaven. 2 Kings 4, verse 1. One day the widow of one of Elisha's fellow prophets came to Elisha and cried out to him, My husband who served you is dead, and you know how he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come, threatening to take my two sons as slaves. What can I do to help you? Elisha asked. Tell me, what do you have in the house? Nothing at all except a flask of olive oil, she replied. And Elisha said, Borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors. Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour olive oil from your flask into the jars, setting the jars aside as they are filled. So she did as she was told. Her sons brought many jars to her, and she filled one after another. Soon every container was full to the brim. Bring me another jar, she said to one of her sons. There aren't any more, he told her. and then the olive oil stopped flowing. When she told the man of God what had happened, he said to her, "Now sell the olive oil and pay your debts, and there will be enough money left over to support you and your sons." Now let's make this confession. Father God provided supernatural debt cancellation for this widow. And he is no respecter of his children. And so he has provided a supernatural debt cancellation for me also. That's what I'm experiencing. Supernatural debt cancellation. Remember what I told you to do earlier when you hear of supernatural occurrences? You need to say, "That happens to me all the time. That happens to me all the time." Supernatural debt cancellation happens to me as well. John 2 is another supernatural scripture to meditate in order to have the capacity to receive supernatural occurrences in your own life. Let's start reading John 2, verse 1. "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and he saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." Let's make this powerful confession of faith. Just as Jesus had dominion over time, space, and matter, and turned the 180 gallons of water to wine, I too have dominion over time, space, and matter. And so my financial situation has changed. And I have supernatural manifestation of overflow in my finances. And I am experiencing supernatural debt cancellation. Let's read another scripture of supernatural provision in John 6, verse 5. "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, When shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Now let's make this supernatural provision confession right now. I don't have to worry about food, for Father God opens the windows of heaven and supernaturally supplies my food because he loves me as much as he loves Jesus. The Word of God speaks to me about supernatural provision and supernatural ways God provides. And so I am saturating myself with this Word, and I expect to experience the same results. Life and death, blessing and cursing, are in the power of my tongue. And I choose life, and I choose blessing. And I speak the Word of God with the voice of Jesus. And I get Jesus' results. Supernatural provision is coming right now into my household. I have been poor and in need, but now I am rich and abundantly supplied. Father God has brought me out into my wealthy place, and there is no feeble in this household. There's no pauper in this household. Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let's make this last confession of faith. Sowing is my supernatural action to receive a supernatural harvest. Let's say that again. Sowing is my supernatural action to receive a supernatural harvest. My God is not mocked. And when I sow financial seeds, I also reap bountiful financial harvests. I sow them in the Spirit and out of the Spirit. I will reap supernatural provision. Let's say that again. I sow them in the Spirit and out of the Spirit. I will reap supernatural provision. Supernatural provision belongs to me because I am in Christ Jesus. I sow into the kingdom of God and I reap supernatural harvest from the kingdom of God. There are many supernatural streams of provision and income available to me in the kingdom of God, and I take advantage of all the Lord reveals to me.